This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have TransUnion's very own Jason Locke. He is talking to us about TransUnion has launched their True Validate device risk with behavioral analytics to help businesses, credit unions in this case, reduce literally billions of dollars in fraud losses from false positives. So yeah, really good stuff here from Jason, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have TransUnion's very own Jason Locke. Jason, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And yeah, great to have you back as well. And for a good reason, because TransUnion, you guys have launched a solution called True Validate device risk with behavioral analytics. And this is all to help businesses reduce literally billions of dollars in fraud losses from false positives. So this is a big deal, I think, for a lot of folks out there. So can you give us a heads up on what True Validate device risk is?
Yeah, so it's a capability that builds upon the core device risk that we have in place today through True Validate. So more and more as credit unions members transact online with the credit unions, where and how they come in is very important to helping to prevent and mitigate fraud, because it's this device, this phone, that is the primary way in. But even more than the device, we've added a capability called behavioral analytics to it. And what behavioral analytics does is it looks at the way individuals complete their applications.
Okay.
So you're on a device, and it could be a phone, it could be a laptop computer or something, but you're say filling out an application for a personal loan or a credit card, and the way in which you complete the steps of the application can be indicative as to whether you're a real person or a fraudster.
Or
just for example, you typically know some of the questions that you might want to answer.
Like
name, birthday, social security number. A fraudster, if it was a real person attempting to commit the fraud, may have to flip back and forth between screens in order to get the information to fill it, resulting in potentially some delays or some information that the behavioral analytics can pick up about changing screens. The opposite, if it were an automated bot trying to fill these out, the answers might be so quick that it's unrealistic to do. And so the combination of the behavioral patterns that the applicant, the member, if it truly is a member or a fraudster, is trying to do, can combine with the information you have around the device. And at TransUnion, we have a device network with billions of different devices, be they phones, laptops, tablets, desktop computers from around the world. And so we have a very good sense of which ones are legitimate or not. We can tell if there's a SIM swap. We can tell if it's originating from somewhere else. We have a good sense of what's your legitimate one. The combination of those two really make a powerful defense against fraud.
Yeah. It sounds like, as you're talking, I'm thinking about Goldilocks. It's either too slow or too fast or just right. So it sounds like kind of like that based on the behaviors, right?
Correct. And the more tools you have, the more ability you have to get it just right. Because again, you don't want to prevent your legitimate members from getting the loans that they want to get.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you don't want to make it so easy that everybody can impersonate a member and then defraud you as a credit union. It becomes so much more important as the pandemic has made us all very digital first. We expect everything to happen first and foremost with the phone. And then if that doesn't work, maybe I'll call, or maybe I'll come into a branch.
Yeah. Or a chatbot or something like that. So yeah, for sure. And so what was the big why to launch the solution? Was it to mitigate these? I mean, literally it's in the press release, it said over $100 billion of fraud losses. I mean, that's a significant chunk of change there. So I'm figuring that's the priority one to create something like this.
It's an absolute priority for us to build our fraud prevention and fraud mitigation capabilities, because again, as we've become a more digital society and a more global society, it's so much so much easier and advantageous for the fraudsters to, you know, to go after all kinds of financial institutions. Okay. And, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, you know, credit unions often have the benefit of sometimes, you know, not being as big a target as, say, a large multinational bank. On the other hand, you know, many credit unions may not have the resources or the ability to invest in the many layers of home-built security that a multinational bank can do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we, in bringing the tools together under our True Validate device risk, you know, we have a device capability and we have built in using the same integration, the behavioral analytics piece. So now we're able to deliver you on, like, you know, your one existing connection to TransUnion, many of the same capabilities that, you know, the large multinational banks build and assemble on their own.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because, I mean, we've always said that technology is the great leveler, or it levels the playing field. So this is so true in this case, right? Because obviously the big boys out there, they have their solutions, they have their protection, but the smaller institutions are, a lot of times, like you said, they're resource challenged. So this could help them out a great deal, I would think, right?
And it's not even that a lot of the capabilities are available there. It's the effort that you have to do on your own, say, to orchestrate and bring them together. And, you know, as we built device risk with behavioral analytics, we specifically said, let's do this work on behalf of our customers, so that through one integration, they can achieve a lot of the stuff that they otherwise might not have the time, capacity, or capability to do on their own.
Yeah. The whole behavioral analytics is so fascinating. I'm sure, because you deal with this day on and day out, you know, but just even from my just general consumer perspective, I think the behavioral analytics is just so fascinating how all that works and how it can be such a strong tool to mitigate the fraud and stuff. So yeah, this is just fantastic for
it's really amazing to me. And whether it's, you know, a new member coming in just for the first time to explore an opportunity to, you know, join the credit union, or maybe it's an ongoing customer. The patterns of activity that the consumer does, it's behavioral analytics, but it's also what we call behavioral biometrics.
Yeah.
The way in which you interact with the application, like, or I think about the way I type, I'm usually like, four letters forward, three back, because I'm the king of the backspace. But that creates almost like a fingerprint of your activity.
Yeah.
So that as you come in, I can authenticate you with a two-factor authentication. I can do this, but I can notice the way in which you're interacting and tell if that's you. You know, if I haven't done it with you before, I can in real time analyze the behaviors and see if it's a potential fraudster.
Yeah.
But then later on, I can almost do an authentication using the way in which you come back to me and enter information.
Gosh, that's just, so mind blowing. So I'm assuming there's AI involved with this as well, and it learns. And then the more information or the more data it has, the better it gets. Right. Is that kind of how it works?
Yes, it is. And yes, it is. But there's an aspect, as I said, even if you haven't seen me, Jason, come to credit union site before, there are, you know, learnings from, you know, other folks that have been in it that understand the way in which I engage is a fraud metric or not. But then there's a learning on the other side that says, the more that I come, the more you learn it's unique to Jason and create the fingerprint for it.
So the big benefit here for a credit union and their members as well is protection, right? That's the main number one is the big benefit here. Other benefits that you want to share that it has for credit unions?
But the important part of the protection piece is you mentioned earlier, it's the friction right aspect of it, because the easiest way to protect against any fraud loss is just not to do any business. But we all know we have to do business. And I think this helps us find the right level at which, you know, we send the, you know, we identify potential fraud and think about what the, you know, what the flags are and the potential actions that you may want to take in your fraud department to determine whether or not to move this application forward.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I can't remember who I spoke to. I think it was earlier this year, maybe last year, again, we're getting back to the behavior thing, that consumer behavior, if you don't have enough, I guess, friction, you don't want, because there's this balance between security and convenience. And if one's out of whack, then it's really a difficult experience. But if the security aspect of it is so easy that you just kind of get right in and go, that worries some people. It's like, hey, wait a minute, that was too easy. You know, what can a fraudster do? So you got to have some level of friction in the security aspect of it, or signing in type of thing. So is that kind of what you guys are kind of finding as well? Or
yeah, we try to like do a little bit of that, but I would also say it's first is trying to reduce the friction that causes the consumer to maybe want to, abandon the application. The two-factor authentication is greater than most people are used to. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's a code, don't share with anybody, just input it. If there are a way that through the combination of the device risk and the behavioral analytics, you may choose to do that two-factor authentication, maybe a little less, or if you were going to ask the authenticating questions, you could do fewer questions,
right.
Do more questions.
Right.
Makes the process that much simpler. Because again, every time you stop and ask somebody to do something different, they may not want to be in. And you want the fraudsters to do that, but you don't want the legitimate members to say, this is too much work. I can't remember, the name of my high school mascot's rival.
I can't either, for that matter. Oh my gosh. Oh goodness gracious. So what do you guys hope to achieve here? What's the ultimate goal that you guys want to achieve here? I mean, I think we both know the answer here, but I want to get your take on it.
Well, the ultimate goal is to do what I think all of us in the financial services industry want to do, which is, eliminate fraud altogether. I don't think we'll do that, but we're going to work as best as we can to help credit unions and their members avoid frauds or avoid being victims of fraudsters out there. We want to make it really hard for them to earn their bucks so that they decide to go do something else.
Exactly. Yeah. Good point. And I'm of the mind of that you can never have too much of this stuff out there. So there's always something, that we can use for sure to keep those folks at bay, because as we saw, and you well know that, the fraud was off the charts during the pandemic and it still is post pandemic. So we got to use all the tools that we can. And this one right there is a major part of your toolbox, it sounds like. So good stuff. Anything else to add to wrap up here, Jason? It's great stuff.
No, I think that's it. And I can really appreciate the time spent with you today, and look forward to catching up again sometime soon.
Indeed, sir. Likewise. Yeah, I always appreciate having you come on, or anybody from TransUnion, because you guys always have such great content to share. So we always appreciate it. So good stuff. All righty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get going. Appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work. And I agree. I look forward to the next chat with you as well.
Great. Thanks.
You are welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.